Matt Greenwood starting KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's this afternoon with Justin Neal. He is the head coach of the Festus Junior Legion baseball team, getting ready to start the Zone 4 tournament at Jefferson College in Hillsboro beginning tomorrow, as a matter of fact. They have a 2 o'clock afternoon game against Kirkwood. They are entering this tournament as the top seed with a record of 22-5. And so we're just happy to have Coach Neal on the program to talk about the season up to this point. Obviously, Coach Neal, a very strong summer campaign for you guys. Again, 22-5, top seed in this tournament. Before we dive into the big team picture and how things have gone this year, talk about what it's like to be able to coach a team that, again, has had another strong summer and has potential to go places.
Yeah, Matt. No, first of all, I appreciate you having me on and talking about these boys for the summer. But I'm competitive by nature, and I would venture to say that most of those coaches at any level have some competitiveness in them. And, obviously we show up every day, expecting to give ourselves a good chance to win. And from a coaching perspective, it sure does make it a lot easier knowing that regardless of what team is sitting across that other dugout, that we've got enough kids on our roster and enough depth there that we can show up and be competitive against anybody.
Coach, why don't we dive into some of the players that you have on this squad, and let's start with the pitching side of things. Give me a few names of kids that have really stood out, what school they represent, and why they've been so effective.
Yeah, pitching really at any level, and one that we really, hit home with is we just have to throw strikes. So we concentrate, we focus on that and discuss that numerous times with each one of our kids and really work not just with the fastball, but also being able to throw their two pitch, whether it's a changeup, curveball, being able to be competitive with that and throw that for strikes as well. And, we've gone to quite a few kids through the summer. I would say that, Dalen Whitener, who's an R7 kid, Hunter Basson from Crystal City have been our two mainstays for the summer. Dylan Schnitzler with R7 has gotten some innings. Justin Reed, who's also caught for us, has pitched quite a few innings, and he's a Festus kid. So most of it is kind of, I guess, diversified from a few schools that we have within our region.
And in regards to just, Coach, kind of, how they go about their business, so what stands out to you about, Whitener and Reed and those guys that you just mentioned?
Yeah, obviously they're competitive on the mound. They throw a lot of strikes. Defensively, we have, like I said, mentioned earlier with the depth, we're able to, if we're losing them as a position player while they're pitching, we have somebody that can step in and still give us an opportunity to win. We don't really have anyone that will blow the baseball past you, but they're pretty crafty. They can throw their two or three pitches for strikes. Spot up the fastball on occasion if you ask them to. We're about a 95% fastball team, pitching team, because we're so confident in our defense. And it keeps everybody active, and it keeps the game moving and the momentum going that way. So I would say the strength of all those is they just fill the zone up and they give our kids opportunities to make plays.
Yeah, I think maybe one of the biggest fears that young pitchers especially will have, and you may be able to confirm this, but it's having the baseball hit. I mean, they want to get the strikeouts, They want to make sure the ball's not in play, and because if it is, then there's potential for, runs to be scored, and what pitcher wants that?
You bring up a good point there, and to just expand on that for a second is, with the pitch count rules. Now, as a program, we've never been one to really stretch a kid's arm out. Me having my shoulder reconstructed, I'm, a little more pay closer attention to that than I would say most do. But with these pitch counts, that's the conversation we have with a lot of them. It's like, listen, we don't need you to go out there and throw 5, 6, 7 pitches to a kid and hope you strike them out. Let's go ahead and, be competitive with our fastball. Maybe hit, off the hands or off the end of the bat, just not square a bat up. and give our kids an opportunity to make plays, get out of these innings with, you know, low pitch counts, and especially, you know, playing so many games in such a short amount of time, you're going to need, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids that can go up there and be consistent throwing strikes. Because they've seen a couple of times, you know, whenever we've struggled this summer, you know, giving up too many walks or giving free bases, you know, we end up, on a couple of occasions, have cost us the baseball game. And, you know, one example against St. Jen, I think St. Jen told us the other night when I went down there and beat them a couple of weeks ago, they ended up walking 15 of our kids, you know, and the game gets out of hand. And, you know, at that point, you can't defend the baseball. And, you know, the game just drags on, and it's not good for anybody.
Yeah, most definitely not, especially for the pitchers, of course. All right, Coach Neal, let's transition to offense. Obviously, you know, you're not going to have the best pitching every single day. So sometimes the offense needs to step up and do something. And so who are a few of the guys that you've been really impressed with this summer and their hitting ability?
Yeah, you know, Kobe Ott from R7, you probably heard his name a couple of times in the spring high school ball, has been, you know, one of our more consistent guys up at the plate. You know, he's going to put a good swing on it. He takes good approaches, swings at good pitches. I would say offensively, you know, has been our, you know, most consistent guy. Xander Parsons from St. Pius has gotten more opportunities as of late because, you know, he's such a big kid that whenever he hits a baseball, it's about as hard as I've seen anybody at his age. Baseball come off a bat. Kyle Riando from Festus has been consistent offensively. Jackalback from R7 has been another consistent approach to the plate. You know, one of our biggest things is, you know, just find a way to get on base. You know, at this age, you're not going to have a lot of people driving the baseball out of the field. You know, we do have a few of those kids with the ability to do that. But we like to see him on base. And going into that zone, going into the district tournament, I was having a conversation with my assistant coach. We had 6 kids, that had above a 500 on-base percentage. I mean, you know, every other time they get up to the plate, they're getting on base. And I'm like, you know, if you can run through half a baseball team and all those kids are going to be on base half the time, you're going to score some runs. We run the bases very well. We're extremely aggressive on the base paths. So fortunately, as long as we get on, we put ourselves in a good position.
All right, very well. Yeah, obviously 22 wins and only 5 losses. That means at least 22 games you've had the pitching and the offense working well, or vice versa, or, you know, whichever, you know, whatever the mixed formula is. But obviously, 22 wins, it stands out. It's gotten you guys the number one seed in this zone tournament that begins tomorrow for you guys, 2:00 against Kirkwood. Why don't we talk about that matchup, Coach? What do you know about Kirkwood?
Yeah, Matt, and just to kind of give you an update, as of about a half an hour ago, we are moving the tournament to St. Jen now due to the rain that we received last night. Jeff Cobar, we were playing. Sustain a lot of rain, and you know, it's just going to take a lot of work. So St. Jen was kind enough to allow us to play there. So all the game times have moved back. They will start at 5 in the evening. So the first game of the day will be at 5. The second game will be at 7:30 now that St. Jen has lights, just to update anybody out there that's listening. But yeah, you know, I don't know a whole lot about Kirkwood or Lime. We didn't see them through the regular season. And, you know, we utilize this Game Changer app a lot to see, you know, what kids from other teams are, you know, getting the most innings or the most plate appearances, to try to get an idea on what we're up against. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of information on them. But I could imagine you get into, you know, you get through your district tournament into postseason, you've got to have, you know, at least 1 or 2 kids that can throw the baseball pretty well. We always go into those first couple of games in the tournament knowing we're going to see some pretty good pitching. Once you get past those first couple of games, unless you're just extremely deep pitching, it's really who throws the most strikes and who hits the baseball is what it comes down to. So, you know, I would say without knowing much, I would expect to find, you know, somebody that throws the baseball pretty well, at least the first couple of games. And then, like I said, it's just whoever hits it and throws strikes.
Okay, very well. And obviously this is a double elimination format. And as you mentioned, Lee May and Kirkwood are in this along with St. Genevieve and Scott City. So five teams compete. You guys are the top dog in this tournament. And I appreciate you updating us on the relocation. Okay, so just to reconfirm, Coach Neal, that the Zone 4 tournament for the Festus Junior Legion baseball team is going to be moved to St. Genevieve. And so your guys' first matchup will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Do I read that correctly?
That is correct, Matt. Yep.
All right, good deal. Well, Coach, if there's any other thoughts you'd like to lay down for us, like maybe give some credit to the coaching staff or what have you for the success up to this point in the season and maybe you know what it's going to take to win state and all that jazz, go ahead and you know take that opportunity now if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Two assistant coaches that I've had over the past few years, Ethan Riando and Will Womble, who had actually both played for me years ago, have, you know, what's difficult to find at really any level where you're volunteering time is to get people committed. And, you know, these two are committed to the program, not just to me or these boys, but, you know, it was part of their high school careers as well as mine. And it's, you know, a way that we feel like that ASO keeps us involved with a program that we love. But then we can, you know, we can give back a little bit. And, you know, to those two who are there every day, you know, even in days where I'm not able to make it, I can always count on them. They're great with all the kids year in and year out. Wouldn't be able to do it, quite frankly, without those two's help. You know, and within our whole program, the parents are supportive, and, you know, we've come a long way from just everybody having a baseball team to now Zach's done a great job at the varsity level, Coach Bone, and really turning this more into a family and program. So it's to end it, I'd say thanks to all those folks for you know giving us the opportunity to be where we are now.
All right, good deal. Coach Neal, again, appreciate the time. Best of luck in the Zone 4 tournament, and hope we're talking about a run to the regional and maybe a regional championship as well.
I'd love to see that. Yeah, I appreciate it, Matt.
All right, again, that is Justin Neal. He is the head coach of the Festus Junior Legion baseball team as they begin the Zone 4 tournament as the top seed. They'll begin that tomorrow at 5 o'clock against Kirkwood as Coach Neal joins us today on KJS Sports Talk.